I'm Maria. This is Friar Roderick here for AirMaria.com, and we're here in Lake Forest, Illinois, near Chicago. And we just had a gala event here with a Sports Faith International induction ceremony, the first ever. And we have here John Morales, who's co-founder and chairman of this, right?
Not quite chairman. Pat McCaskey is our chairman, but I am very blessed to be able to say that along with Angela Tomlinson, we were kind of the seeds that have sprung up to start this organization, which I feel so blessed to be a part of, Friar.
Wow. So Pat McCaskey is the grandson of one of the inductees today, right?
Absolutely. Pat McCaskey has been such a huge part of what we're doing. He believes so much in the mission of Sports Faith International and the new Sports Faith Hall of Fame. He is the grandson of the great Papa Bear Hallis, the founder of the NFL and the Chicago Bears. His mother is Virginia McCaskey, who is the principal owner of the Bears. And so it's a great feeling to have the Bears organization behind us, supporting us, and giving us really a home to hang our hat to launch this new media initiative of Sports Faith International and the new Sports Faith Hall of Fame.
So what is the Sports Faith International Hall of Fame?
Well, it's a brand new, that's still a question that is being written out as we speak. Literally, it's developing before our very eyes. We just had our very first induction ceremony today of this Sports Faith Hall of Fame, in which we inducted Papa Bear Hallis, as I mentioned, the founder of the NFL, Danny Abramowitz, who is a former NFL coach and player with the New Orleans Saints, and just an incredible man of Jesus Christ with just passionate zeal sharing the faith all across the country, and Chris Godfrey, who is a champion for the culture of life and the founder of Life Athletes, and a Super Bowl champion with the New York Giants in Super Bowl 21. So we feel very, very honored to be able to induct these three greats. And then there's so many, many others out there in the sports world. That's just the football wing. Right. We have visions of a baseball wing and a basketball wing and a hockey wing and all the different sports. But again, the key word is the sports faith, because there's many Hall of Fames out there. But what we're doing is something that's really a pioneering effort, because it's really never really been done to have a Sports Faith Hall of Fame. And so I feel very good that the good Lord has blessed our efforts here in our first venture. The support has been just amazing, and I know that Jesus is smiling down on us of what we're trying to do, because it's something I believe that the time has come to use sports, fulfilling the vision of Pope John Paul II as a means of evangelization, as a tool to share the gospel, to talk about virtue, to talk about teamwork and honesty and dedication and perseverance and humility and all the virtues that we can have in the spiritual life, which also apply to the world of sports, and to use that platform as a way for these professional and college athletes, even high school athletes and coaches, to be able to inspire even the little leaguers.
Yeah.
The little leaguers. I think of those little guys who fall in love with the sports, and it's so easy for them to forget about our Lord. They need to be reminded, and they'll listen when a Mike Piazza speaks. They'll listen when a Mike Sweeney or some of the Jeff Supon, some of these guys speak. Much more so sometimes than the CCD teachers, and much more so times than even wonderful priests and pastors.
Right, yeah, because the mass media, which is does a really good job at glamorizing, does glamorize these people very well, and people catch on to that. They are swayed by that. And when did you see the need for this?
This is something that's been brewing in me for a long, long time, because this is really an evolutionary process. Going back to the 1980s when I covered Notre Dame football, and I would see, Touchdown Jesus the Lady on the Golden Dome in South Bend, and I covered the Fighting Irish when Lou Holtz was the coach and they won the national championship. I started seeing the importance of faith within sports. I saw it a lot in football and guys praying after games. I went to mass with the Oilers. I used to travel with the Houston Oilers on the road, and we'd go to the hotel, and you'd have coaches at mass. You'd have the head coach at mass. I know that there were the evangelical brothers would be having their Bible studies on Sunday morning on game day. So that was the seeds of it. And then later on in 1999, I interviewed Daryl Miller, who's a convert to the Catholic faith, former major league catcher with the Anaheim Angels and a number of other teams, and his brother is Reggie Miller. He's a NBA dream teamer and future Hall of Famer and one of the all-time greats. And his sister is Cheryl Miller. She's a four-time Olympian and one of the greatest basketball players ever to play women's college basketball. And so I interviewed him, and I remember thinking at the time, I'd like to tell these stories on video. I wasn't sure how it was all going to develop. I presented it to the former owner of the Detroit Tigers, Tom Monahan, who's the founder of the Ave Maria University and the foundation, the law school. And at the time, Tom thought it was a great idea, but it wasn't quite the time to launch the initiative. A few years later, I traveled to Rome, and I'm there with my mom to meet Pope John Paul II through a friend. They got me in the door. We're at the papal audience in Rome, and my mom says to me, "You know, that guy sitting over there to your left, I think I've seen him on television." And I look, I go, "Mom, that's Mike Piazza. This is the greatest home run hitting catcher in the history of baseball, Mike Piazza, sitting next to me." And we struck up a friendship, and that was just another piece in the puzzle. So that would have been 2002. I lost my job early in 2002 from Fox Sportsnet because they closed the Chicago Bureau. I'm on my knees at Marytown, the shrine of St. Maximilian Kolbe and the home of the Immaculata.
We like him, yes.
Oh, yeah, beautiful place where they've had perpetual adoration since 1926. And I'm just, please, Lord, what am I supposed to do? I get a phone call from Jeff Cavins of Relevant Radio, and he invites me to come on board to be their sports director and get a sports reporting and sports updates on Catholic radio, this new Catholic radio. And during that opportunity, I got to meet Jack McKeon during the National League Championship Series. I developed a relationship with him. He's got a great devotion to St. Therese the Little Flower and Our Blessed Mother. Got to meet Michael Sweeney, the then captain of the Kansas City Royals. I mean, just an incredible man of God. And that's where the seeds came from what we're doing today. And then I was involved in the production with the vision and putting together of Champions of Faith, where I served as the co-producer and the narrator of that very powerful film that has over two dozen major league stars. What we like to do is we're now doing a separate initiative with Sports Faith International. We'd like to take it to yet another level, and we want to do a multimedia initiative where we cover not just film, not just documentaries, but radio shows and podcasts and interactive media and on the internet and in print and every imaginable. And I'm sure St. Maximilian Kolbe would be thrilled of what we're trying to do using sports through the media. And that's basically what Sports Faith International is all about.
Right. So you're trying to reach the youth, and you're going to use the internet and every means possible to do that.
Absolutely. So it's a very exciting venture, and we're just very blessed, and just ask for your prayers that our Lord continues to bless us and direct us in our efforts, because in some ways it is countercultural. We're swimming upstream. We are trying to be ESPN with a spiritual twist, basically. I mean, if I could sum it up, I mean, we want to let young guys know that, hey, it's cool to be an athlete, and it's also cool to follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
And that's what makes the sports great. I mean, the stories of faith and victory coming together is just beautiful. And I love what you're doing here, John.
Thank you. Thank you so very, very much, Brother Roderick. I appreciate your being here along with Brother Augustine, who's manning the camera behind us. It's great to have men of the cloth with the miraculous medal right on your chest as a witness to our Blessed Mother and to our Catholic faith.
Thanks, John. We appreciate that. And God bless you with all you're doing.
Thank you. Been a joy to be with you.
Great. Ave Maria, this is Friar Roderick for AmMaria.com, and God bless you.